Trump DOD responds to viral ex-military member blasting ICE, she does not speak for the U.S. Army. By Hannah Knudsen on June 13, 2025. The Trump administration's Department of Defense weighed in on the viral video of a military member blasting the administration's immigration moves as part of one of the anti-U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, protests across the country, noting that she does not speak for or reflect the sentiments of the U.S. Army. The uniformed woman said in the viral clip, "We are not pawns for Donald Trump's agenda. Why now? It's because the military was called upon against the protesters. We, in our oath to serve, we serve the people of the United States, the Constitution," she said in the clip. "These constitutional rights are being stripped and just denied. And the military will not be pawns to that." She later added that they have a moral obligation to say no and resist. The Department of Defense issued a reaction to the woman's critique, first asserting that she was discharged from the Texas National Guard on June 5, 2020 and does not speak for nor reflect the U.S. Army. It then followed up with the following clarification. Correction: this individual served in the U.S. Army from November 2010 to August 2014 and was then in the Army Reserves from August 2014 to June 2020. Nowhere in the viral clip did the woman mention the reality of just who ICE is arresting and why. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has continued to update the American people, providing key examples of whom they are arresting, particularly in LA where the anti-ICE riots began. As detailed by DHS, these illegal aliens have criminal backgrounds of sexual battery, grand larceny, child molestation, narcotics violations, grand theft, EBT fraud, willful cruelty to a child, assault with intent to commit rape, and much more. Related: fuck ICE, leftist protesters flood Los Angeles as National Guard defends ICE detention center. Why do Governor Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass care more about violent criminal illegal aliens than they do about protecting their own citizens? Asked DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin, asserting the rioters are essentially fighting to keep rapists, murderers, and other violent criminals loose on Los Angeles streets. Related: Trump, Los Angeles would be burning to the ground without National Guard.